SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Biden administration is emphasizing bipartisanship in the wake of the collapsed bridge in Baltimore.
Some Republicans in Congress are cool to the idea of the federal government paying for the reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge as proposed by President Biden. Asked about the possibility of GOP resistance, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said,
"You know, today this is happening in Baltimore. Tomorrow it could be your district, and we really need to stand together, red, blue, and purple, to get these things done."
Officials in Washington and Maryland say it's too soon to know the price tag of rebuilding the bridge. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the NCAA Men's Final Four is set. D.J. Burns Jr. scored a season-high 29 points, and North Carolina State reached its first Final Four in four decades, beating ACC rival Duke 76-64 in the South Region Finals. Purdue finally reaches the Final Four with a 72-66 win against Tennessee.
Zach Edey tallied a game-high 40 points and 16 rebounds to help Purdue reach the Final Four for the third time in program history, securing its first berth in 44 years. Edey's dominance led to the top-seed Boilermakers finishing with a plus-21 advantage on the glass and a 40-24 edge in the paint. Tennessee's Dalton Connect kept the second-seed Volunteers in the game, draining a team-high 37 while tying his career-high with six triples.
That's Denny Capp reporting. Two other teams got their ticket punched yesterday, UConn and Alabama. The Final Four is this coming Saturday. The big dance is Monday night. Turning overseas, Romania and Bulgaria partially joined Europe's Schengen ID check free zone, marking a new step in the two countries' integration with the European Union. It was announced that there would be free access for travelers arriving by air or sea from both countries. However, land border checks will remain in place due to opposition, primarily from Austria. This is SRN News. Here's the latest look on faith in America.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the only group of believers that is growing in this country is non-believers. 26% of Americans are religiously unaffiliated, up from 21% a decade ago. All faith groups are seeing declines in membership, with Catholics leading the way down. The poll does indicate that white evangelical Protestants are losing the least number of people, holding just about steady. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups in Croatia urging the government to ban abortion. There are regular vigils outside clinics and marches that draw thousands. Abortion's legal and generally available in Croatia, but in 2003, doctors were granted the right to refuse to perform the abhorrent procedure. That has resulted in many women traveling to neighboring Slovenia, where abortion laws are more liberal. This is SRN News. John Scott's got some good news for consumers.
Visa and MasterCard announced a settlement with U.S. merchants related to swipe fees, a development that could potentially save consumers tens of billions of dollars. Swipe fees are paid to Visa, MasterCard, and other credit card companies in exchange for enabling transactions. Merchants ultimately pass on those fees to consumers who use credit or debit cards. According to the settlement, Visa and MasterCard will cap the credit interchange fees into 2030, and the companies must negotiate the fees with merchant buying groups. John Scott reporting.
Kia recalling more than 427,000 of its Telluride SUVs due to a defect that may cause the cars to roll away while parked. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the immediate shaft and the right front drive shaft of certain 2020 to 24 vehicles may not be fully engaged. More details at srnnews.com.